Our WKRV I-70 Sports Fall Baseball Game of the Week is presented by The Cabin in Brownstown. It's also brought to you by Edward Jones Financial Advisor Aaron Alderson, Timmerman & Company, Dish Trucking in Alma, Holton File Funeral Home, Lock Flooring Innovations, F&B Community Bank, Vandalia Ramsey Patoka, Mulberry Grove in Greenville, Dynamic Dental Group, Expert Service, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia, Bank of Hillsboro, McKellar, Robertson, McCarty, and Click Insurance, Game Plan Investment Financial Advisor Brock Brandon, McDonald's of Vandalia, Fayette County Hospital, Country Financial Agents Joe Sefton and Kirk Doring, Hosick Motors, Midland States Bank, Hunter Appliance Heating and Air, Land of Lincoln Credit Union, Remax Alliance, the Copper Penny and Blind Society in downtown Vandalia, Sloan Implement, Heck Chevrolet, ADS Electric, People's State Bank, First State Bank of Beecher City, Denny's, Newsom's Pressure Washing, South Central FS, Northside Ford in Effingham, Driftstone Pueblo in St. Elmo, United Fidelity Bank, and Kaskaskia College.
And we say good afternoon and welcome to Evergreen Hollow Park for semifinal action of the NTC tournament here on AM 1500, 104, 7FM, 102, 7FM, WPMB. As today, the number one seeded St. Anthony Bulldogs are hosting the number four seed Altamont Indians. Altamont comes into this one with a record of 11-11 on the season. They defeated the Dietrich Moving Maroons by a score of 7-0 back on Monday to earn a spot in this place, as the top-seeded Bulldogs avoided the upset, getting a 5-4 win, over the Cabin Herrick Beecher City Bobcats on Monday to get themselves into this semifinal game. As the winner of this one will face the winner of the Windsor Stushaw Patchets and the South Central Cougars. If you're looking for the broadcast of that game, Erica Fultz is down in Kimundi on 107.1 FM WKRV. So if you're looking for the South Central Cougars and the Windsor Stushaw Patchets, you will find them and Erica on 107.1 FM WKRV. Remember, you can stream Vandalia Radio live anytime, anywhere at VandaliaRadio.com and the Vandalia Radio app, as the head coaches for both the Bulldogs and the Indians, Alan Witt and Tony Creakey, are out exchanging the lineup cards, as we'll take a look at the Altamont lineup as they will bat first. The Indians batting lineup looks like this. Cade Millville set to lead off and will be on the mound. Braden Elam will bat second and play first base. Keegan Schultz bats in the three hole and will be the shortstop. Behind the plate and batting cleanup will be Zane Miller, followed by Cooper McManaway, who will bat fifth and play right field. Dyson Wagner bats in the sixth spot and will be the designated hitter. And rounding out the Indians lineup, it is Braden Schnari at second base, Parker Bell at third, and Caden Wolf in left field. As the Bulldogs will have Joseph Tiegler on the mound for them, set to try to keep this Indians lineup at bay. A Indians lineup that is coming off of a 7-run performance against the Dietrich Moving Maroons last Monday, or earlier this week, as these two teams have played twice before, as Altamont has fallen twice to the St. Anthony Bulldogs. Altamont lost on Friday the 20th by a score of 8-0 and Wednesday the 18th of September by a score of 12-2. So Altamont definitely looking for better performances here, as both teams are coming out and it looks like we're going to have the national anthem. So we'll take a break and come back, and when we return, we will have baseball action for you here on WPNB.
The F&B Community Bank would like to take this opportunity during harvest time to urge safety to all of its area farmers. During this busy time, keep safety on the forefront of all your tasks. The F&B Community Bank would also like to remind everyone to please be mindful and careful when approaching farmers and their slow-moving equipment on the road. Have a safe and successful harvest season from your friends at the F&B Community Bank, member FDIC.
Hometown people, hometown spirit. Over the past 70 years, LCB, CPAs and Advisors Limited have been providing exceptional accounting, tax, and bookkeeping services for their clients throughout the area. Their partners, Joe Kierlock, Mark Burnham, Beth Hawk, and Joe Barth, bring a wealth of knowledge in accounting, tax, and business consulting services. That's LCB, CPAs and Advisors Limited at 1007 North 8th in Vandalia, 315 West College in Greenville, and 1101 Main Street in Highland. You can visit them online, lcb-cpas.com.
Got 10 minutes? Online account opening is now available. Open your new Midland Consumer Checking, Savings, Money Market, or Certificate of Deposit account completely online and get our full suite of digital services. Online account opening is fast, simple, and convenient. See for yourself at midlandsb.com/openonline. Midland States Bank. Banking built better. Member FDIC.
Back here for the start of this semifinal conference matchup between the Bulldogs and the Altamont Indians, as the Bulldogs take the field defensively, taking a look at how they are lined up in the field. From the outfield from left to right is Will Fierday, Henry Brandt, and Vincent Vogel. Infield around the horn, it is Sam Link at third base, Alex Meyer at shortstop, Brock Fierday at second base, and Brady Hatton, the power-hitting first baseman, at first base. And, of course, the battery, it is Joseph Kiegler pitching to Rogan Allen, as the Indians looking to get off to a quick start here, looking to carry over the momentum they had on Monday night against Dietrich, as Cade Millville in the on-deck circle. He'll be followed by Braden Elam and Keegan Schultz, guaranteed to bat in this inning if anyone gets on Zane Miller, as Altamont on Monday took advantage of some key hits and key mistakes in the field for the Maroons, as they're looking to keep their confidence growing. As the winner of this game will get the winner of the South Central Cougars and the Windsor Stuchoff Hatchets. The winner of this game will play at 12 p.m. on Saturday morning down in Beecher City. Loser will play in the third place game at 10 a.m. So both teams looking to get themselves into the championship game of the NTC Conference Tournament and end their fall season on a high note. As Kiegler finishes his final warm-up toss, as Cade Millville steps into the right-handed batter's box, conference on the mound has concluded, and we are set to get this semifinal matchup underway. Joseph Kiegler, the right-hander, steps onto the rubber. Cade Millville digs in. Looks like Kiegler's going to elect to work from the stretch, and the first pitch to Millville is swung on and missed. Looks like Millville just got a piece of it. Either way, it's foul ball, 0-1. No balls and a strike to the shortstop, Millville. Or the pitcher, I should say, Millville. Defense playing straight up for the right-hander as Kiegler comes set, and the 0-1 pitch in there for a called strike. And just like that, Millville's behind in the count, 0-2. No balls and two strikes to Cade Millville. Kiegler has the sign he wants and comes set. The 0-2 pitch just misses inside as Millville stays alive, 1-2. One ball and two strikes to Cade Millville. Kiegler has a sign he wants, comes set, and the pitch is swung on and popped up to the right side. Coming in on it is Vogel, and he makes the catch for out number one. So Cade Millville flies out to Vincent Vogel in right field for out number one, and that's going to bring up the left-handed hitting first baseman, Braden Elam. Elam went 1-for-3 on Monday night. Was hit by a pitch, singled, and scored a run as he bats with nobody on and one out. The first pitch from Kiegler just misses outside, and it's 1-0. One ball and no strikes. As Kiegler shakes off the first sign, has the one he wants, and comes set. Ready with the 1-0 pitch. It swung on and missed. He got Elam to chase the off-speed pitch there, as he's behind, or the count's even, 1-1. a ball and a strike. As Kiegler comes set, ready with the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and grounded to the right side, fielded by Hatton. Flip to Kiegler for the easy out. And there's quickly two gone. So I'll bring up Keegan Schultz, the Kaskaskia commit. Nobody on and two outs. Schultz coming off of a three-hit performance on Monday. Two runs scored, a double, two singles, and an RBI. And swings and hits the first pitch high in the air to center field, but Brent is there to make the catch. 1-2-3 go the Indians, and the top of the first inning, we go to the bottom of the first, no score. We'll take a break here on WPMB.
For any truck-related issue, the call to make is Disc Truck Repair in Alma. Disc Truck Repair in Alma has mobile repair trucks, computer diagnostics, tires, and a full-service shop that can handle anything from oil changes to overhauls, and they do all trailer repairs. Just give them a call at 547-3182. That's 547-3182. You can also check them out online, DiscTruckingAndRepair.com, or you can find them on Facebook. That's Disc Truck Repair in Alma.
Your hometown Vandalia McDonald's is a part of the community and salutes the high school student athletes in our town. Whether it's for a drink run for the office during the day, starting your day off with breakfast, or grabbing dinner on your way home, make your hometown Vandalia McDonald's a part of your day. That's your Vandalia McDonald's, a proud supporter of our student athletes. That's McDonald's on Veterans Avenue in Vandalia.
Back here for the bottom half of inning number one. As for the Bulldogs, set to bat, it'll be Will Fearday followed by Brady Hatton. Brock Fearday at the three spot. Batting cleanup will be the designated hitter, Aiden Lauritsen, followed by Sam Link, Henry Brent, Alex Mayer, Rogan Allen, and Vincent Fogel. The men set to face the right-hander, Caden Millville, for the Indians. As taking a look at the Indians' defense, starting from the outfield from left to right, Caden Wolfe, Will Reardon, and Cooper McManaway in the outfield. Around the horn for the defense, it is Parker Bell at third base, Keegan Schultz is short, Braden Schnari at second base, and Braden Elam at first. And, of course, the battery, it is Caden Millville pitching to Zane Miller. As the first pitch from Millville misses outside to the lefty, Will Fearday, and it's 1-0. One ball and no strikes. As Fearday back in the box, Millville working quickly. That one is swung on and hit up the middle, fielded by Millville, throwing the first in time for out number one. Caden Millville fielded that comebacker perfectly and able to throw on to Elam for out number one. That'll bring up Brady Hatton, the power-hitting first baseman for the Bulldogs. As Millville working from the windup, here's the first pitch, is swung on and missed. And it's 0-1. No balls and a strike. As Hatton couldn't catch up to the fastball. As Millville working from the windup once again, he got on the chase, fouls it off, and it's quickly 0-2 to Hatton. No balls and two strikes. Center field to Will Reardon playing to pull. Infield playing straight up for Hatton. As Millville, working from the windup, here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. He got him to chase the curveball. Miller's throw down to first in time. Two up, two down for the Bulldogs. And that's going to bring up Brock Fearday with nobody on and two outs. So Brock Fearday batting with nobody on and two outs. The tall power hitting lefty for St. Anthony. As Millville works quickly, the first pitch to Fearday in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. No balls and a strike to Brock Fearday. As Millville fires the 0-1 pitch inside, and it's evened up 1-1. One ball and one strike. The pitch from Millville swung on and chopped to the right side, but that's going to be foul. And Fearday's behind 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Cade Melville has Fierde right where he wants him. Fierde steps in the box. Melville has the sign he wants. Working from the windup, here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on a hit in the air to center field. Reardon is there to make the catch. 1-2-3 go. The Bulldogs in at the bottom of the first inning. We go to the top of the second. No score. We'll take a break here on WPMB.
At LLCU, we love football, and it's time to drive to the end zone. Come into LLCU, pick a football, and receive an auto loan rate discount anywhere from 0.25% to 2.00% off of our already great loan rates. Get pre-approved before you car shop or refinance your car loan, and you could save with our competitive rates. Promotion ends October 31st or while footballs last. Visit LLCU.org for details. Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Bank on learning more. Rates and terms subject to credit. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Hello, Jake from Northside Ford. We love to sell cars. We have a lot full of vehicles to choose from. Pick one out and enjoy the easy process, a quick trade appraisal, and we will quickly get you great numbers. I understand that everyone is busy and I respect your time. Did I mention we love to sell vehicles? So we will do our best to earn your business. You will see how easy it is to be a Northside customer. Thank you for your business from everyone at Northside Ford.
Your local South Central FS Fast Stop is excited to offer 15 cents off per gallon for the first 90 days for new Fast Stop fuel card holders. You heard that right, 15 cents off. Even businesses are eligible for this discount. Simply apply and be approved for your Fast Stop fuel card to experience the savings. Don't put it off. Visit your local Fast Stop today to apply. Make Fast Stop your first stop.
Top of the second inning set to get underway. Zane Miller, Cooper McManaway, and Dyson Wagner set to bat for the Indians. If anyone gets on, Braden Schnari. As Teague's first pitch to Zane Miller swung on and missed. Miller ahead of that. And it's 0-1. No balls and a strike to the catcher, Zane Miller. Had a RBI double back in the quarterfinals on Monday. As he takes the 0-1 pitch outside. To even up the count, 1-1. One ball and one strike. Teager continuing to work from the stretch. And the 1-1 pitch to Miller is taken on the inside corner for a called strike. And it's 1-2. A ball and two strikes. As Teager comes set. And the 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed. Held on to by Rogan Allen for out number one. That's going to bring up the freshman Cooper McManaway with nobody on and one out. McManaway reached base twice on Monday, once by a hit by pitch and reached on a single as the first pitch from Teagler swung on and missed, and he's behind 0-1. Teagler been aggressive early so far. Has gotten first pitch strikes to all four of the batters he's faced. Make that all five now. As he's ready with the 0-1 to McManaway, who squares the bunt. Can't get the bunt down in fair territory. And he's behind 0-2. A late decision to bunt from Cooper McManaway. The pitch was going to be high. And he's behind 0-2. So no balls and two strikes to Cooper McManaway. Nobody on and one out here in this NTC semifinal matchup. The 0-2 pitch is swung on and missed. McManaway chased outside, and there's two gone to start the second. That's going to bring up Dyson Wagner, the designated hitter today for the Indians. Went six scoreless innings on Monday. As Teager comes set, first pitch to Wagner is swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. No balls and a strike. As Tegeler has the sign he wants to come set the 0-1 pitch, Wagner holds off, and the count evens up 1-1. One ball and one strike. Indians in their white pants with a black trim down the side and orange jerseys. Bulldogs, as the 1-1 pitch misses upstairs, 2-1. In their red jerseys, white pants, with a red stripe down the side of the pants. Tegeler ready with the 2-1 pitch. He comes set. Kicks and deals as that one is swung on and chopped over to third. Fielded by Link. Throw on to first. Not in time as Dyson Wagner beats it out for an infield single. And the first hit for the Indians comes off the bat of Dyson Wagner with two gone. And the top of the second. That's going to bring up Braden Schnarre with one on and two out. Schnarre in the right-handed batter's box. Wagner takes a short lead off of first. And the first pitch is swung on and hit high in the air to left field. Will Fierdey goes back on it. Makes the catch for out number three. So the Indians get a two-out base runner, but can't bring him in as we go to the bottom of the second inning. No score. We'll take a break here on WPMB.
Do you know where your food comes from? I'm Dustin Smith, in with People's State Bank, here to let you know that the majority of your food comes from family farms. Large and small farms are run by hardworking families just like yours, who share the same values as you. Through planning and passion, they provide safe food for your family and their own. We're thankful for the opportunity to serve the farm families in our communities.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Hi, I'm Kim Height with McKellar, Robertson, McCarty & Click Insurance Agency, your independent Pekin insurance partner. We are local, and we are proud to support all of our kids in sports and academics here in Fayette County. After the game, make a note to stop by our office and discuss your current policies and future needs of your business, home, auto, and family. Pekin Insurance offers a variety of plans to meet your coverage needs. Give McKellar, Robertson, McCarty, and Click Insurance Agency a call at 618-283-4200.
So back here for the bottom half of the second inning, it'll be Aiden Lauritzen, Sam Link, and Henry Bent. If anyone gets on, Alex Mayer. So Aiden Lauritzen, so far the third lefty that Millville is going to have to face in the lineup, as Millville working from the windup, first pitch misses upstairs, and it's 1-0. One ball and no strikes. As Lauritzen, the designated hitter today for the Bulldogs, steps back in the box. As the 1-0 pitch, breaking ball misses upstairs, and it's 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. As Millville works on the windup, the 2-0 pitch is grounded off to the right side, off the glove of Braden Elam. A infield single for Aiden Lauritzen, and the leadoff man is aboard for the Bulldogs, their first hit of the afternoon. So I bring up Sam Link, the third baseman, with one on and nobody out. So Aiden Lauritzen reaches on an infield single. It was off the heel of the glove of Braden Elam. Just a bad luck play on his part. As Millville is going to work from the stretch for the first time this afternoon. So Millville has the sign he wants to come set. First pitch misses high, and it's 1-0. One ball and no strikes. As Millville trying to work out of this jam. Lauritzen takes a short lead over at first. He's going. Pitch a swung on a miss. Throw down to second. It is in time to get him. A nice throw by Zane Miller. I think they're going to say he's safe. The home plate umpire is blocking my view a little bit. It looked like the throw would beat him. But they're going to say otherwise, as Lauritzen is standing at second base with nobody out. So an RBI opportunity here for Sam Link. As the pitch is swung on and missed, and he's behind 1-2. A ball and two strikes to the third baseman, Sam Link. Millville has a sign he wants and comes set. Here is the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and hit in the air to center field. Coming in is Will Reardon. He makes the catch on the run for out number one. That keeps Lorenzen over at second. And I'll bring up Henry Brent, with one on and one out. So Henry Brent bats with nobody or with one on and one out. The fourth lefty so far that Millville has faced as he steps in the box. So Millville has a sign he wants and comes set from the stretch. Here's the first pitch. Justness is upstairs, and it's 1-0. One ball and no strikes. As Millville comes set, the 1-0 pitch. This is inside, 2-0. So two balls and no strikes now to Henry Brent. Millville shakes off the first sign, has the one he wants, and comes set. The 2-0 pitch, swung on and grounded to the right side. That's down for a base hit under the diving Schnari. Coming in to score is Lorenzen. He will be in without a throw, and the Bulldogs take the lead. It's 1-0. Henry Brent snuck that under the glove of Braden Schnari. And the Bulldogs take the lead. It's 1-0. That's going to bring up Alex Mayer with one on and one out. Henry Brent, the runner at first base. Bulldogs lead 1-0. Brent takes a short lead as the first pitch from Millville misses upstairs, 1-0. A ball and no strikes. Millville infield playing a double play depth as Millville has the sign he wants to come set. The 1-1 pitch. This is outside, 2-0. As Indians coach Alan Witt coming out to talk to Cade Millville. If he retired the first three batters in the bottom of the first inning, then Aiden Lorenzen led off with a infield single that hit off the heel of the glove of Braden Elam. He was then able to steal second base. Sam Linkton flew out. Then Henry Brent got a RBI single that just snuck under the glove of Braden Schnari as the Bulldogs lead 1-0. So the conference on the mound has concluded. Zane Miller goes back behind home plate as Millville steps back on the rubber, working from the stretch. Comes set, and the 2-0 pitch. This is inside, 3-0. Three balls and no strikes. Rogan Allen waits on deck. Millville ready with a 3-0 pitch. In there for a called strike, and it's 3-1. So three balls and a strike. Millville trying to work back. Come set. And the pitch. In there for a called strike, and now the count runs full 3-2. So three balls and two strikes. Brent takes the lead. Millville looks at him for a quick second, and now comes set. And the full count pitch. This is low, ball four. And Alex Mayer wins the battle, and he's on with a walk. So I'll bring up Rogan Allen with two on and one out. Two on and one out for the catcher, Rogan Allen. As a runner on second base is Henry Brent. Runner at first base is Alex Mayer. First pitch from Millville is a breaking ball in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. No balls and a strike. as Millville comes set. Time is called, however, as Rogan Allen steps out of the box for a quick second. As Millville has the signee once, comes set. And the 0-1 pitch. This is low, and the count evens up 1-1. Millville is one pitch away from getting out of this jam. There's 2-1 with one out, but the double play is in effect. As he comes set. And the 1-1 pitch. It swung on and hit well in the air to left center field. Going over is Reardon. That's going to get down four bases. And it takes a weird hop past Reardon. Coming in to score is Brent. They're going to wave around Mayer. He will score without a throw. And the Bulldogs out on the middle lead. It's 3-0. A 2-RBI double from Rogan Allen. And the Bulldogs have a lead, have a decent lead now. It's 3-0. So that's going to bring up Vincent Vogel as a courtesy runner is going to come in. So Sam Steeler is going to come in and run for Rogan Allen. And Vincent Vogel steps into the box with one on and one out. 3-0 our score in the bottom of the second. As the first pitch is swung on and hit right to Keegan Schultz, trying to double off the runner at first, Sealer. But he's back in safely for a big out number two. So it's going to bring up the top of the order in Will Fearday. Fearday grounded out to Millville to start the ball game.
Oh, Will. Come on, buddy.
And has a chance to continue that on to this lead. 3-0, the Bulldogs lead. And the bottom of the second inning, as the first pitch is swung on through the left side for a base hit. Coming in to score is the courtesy runner, Steeler. He's going to be in without a throw. And it's a 4-0 lead for the Bulldogs off an RBI single from Will Fearday. So I bring up Brady Hatton with one on and two out. Four runs across the board here for the Bulldogs, as they lead 4-0. So one on and two out. Millville has the signing once and comes set. The first pitch misses low, 1-0. One ball and no strikes. Millville comes set. Takes a look over at Fearday. He's going to deliver, and it's evened up at 1-1.
Hey, Brady, your turn, buddy.
A ball and a strike to Brady Hatton. Hatton struck out back in the first inning, looking to keep the two-out rally alive. As Millville comes set, and the 1-1 pitch, runner goes. It's taken for a strike. Throw down to second, not in time. Taken for a ball, excuse me, as Fearday steals second with ease. And it's two balls and a strike to Brady Hatton.
Okay, Brady.
So two balls and a strike to Brady Hatton. As there's a runner on second with two outs. Millville comes set, and the 2-1 pitch. This is low, 3-1. So three balls and a strike to Brady Hatton. As Millville comes set, and the pitch. This is nowhere close, ball four. And that's going to put runners on first and second with two outs for Brock Fearday.
Up next, number
15,
Brock Fearday.
So Brock Fearday on with, up with two on and two out. As he flew out to center back in the first inning. Bulldogs have nearly batted around in the bottom of the second is the first pitch to Fearday. Misses outside 1-0. One ball and no strikes to Brock Fearday. As that one is swung on and grounded up the middle, fielded by Schnarr, takes the easy out of second to end the inning. But not before four runs come across the board for the Bulldogs. as we go to the top of the third inning. 4-0 our score. We'll take a break here on WPMB.
Shopping local. We talk a lot about it, and everyone knows it's the right thing to do. It helps our friends and neighbors, and it helps our local economy. But remember that shopping local goes for that next car purchase, too. Yeah, it's really easy to get drawn out of town for a car purchase, but staying local just makes a lot of sense. That's because Hosick Motors in Vandalia is going to treat you right throughout the process. They'll get you a great deal on your next vehicle, and then they'll make sure that vehicle stays in top working condition with their award-winning service department. That's because Hosick Motors isn't looking for that one car purchase. They want you to be a customer for life. So before you head out of town, head over to Sunset Drive in Vandalia and see what Hosick Motors has to offer. Stop in and talk with their friendly staff, or you can check out their inventory anytime, 24/7, at Hosicks.com. That's Hosicks.com. Get a great deal and great service after the sale. Shop local. Shop Hosick Motors in Vandalia.
Back here for the top half of the third inning. Parker Bell, Caden Wolf, and Caden Millville set the bat for the Indians. If anyone gets on, Brady Neelam. As the Bulldogs able to score 4 runs in the second inning, they lead the Indians 4-0 in this semifinal of the NTC tournament. Joseph Teagley comes set, and the first pitch to Parker Bell misses low, 1-0. A ball and no strikes to Parker Bell. Teagley has just allowed 1 base runner so far. Back coming off a 2-out single from Dyson Wagner, the 1-0 pitch is swung on and lines through the right side for a base hit. Parker Bell splits the right side infielders, and he's on with a leadoff single. So I bring up Caden Wolf with one on and nobody out. Indians trying to chip away at this 4-0 deficit. As Teagler. Working from the stretch, he comes set. And the first pitch, a breaking ball misses outside, 1-0. A ball and no strikes. As Teagler comes set, Wolf showing bunt. Gets the bunt down. It's right back to Teagler. Teagler fell on to first in time. But that advances Bell to second, and there's one gone. So that'll bring up Caden Millville with a runner on second and one out. Millville flew out to right field his first time up. Has a chance to open himself out here with a runner on second and one out. So runner on second with one out. Bell takes a short lead off the second as the first pitch to Millville misses outside, 1-0. A ball and no strikes. As Millville looks to the third base side, has the sign he needs. Test back in the box. As Teagler working from the stretch, the 1-0 pitch. This is outside 2-0. So two balls and no strikes. Teagler has the sign he wants. He comes set. The 2-0 pitch. Fastball taken upstairs. Catches the top half of the zone, and it's 2-1. Two balls and a strike to Cade Millville. Bell takes his lead off again, off second. 2-1 pitch is swung on in line, down to right left side for a base hit. It's an infield single for Cade Millville as a nice stop by Sam Link. Keeps it from getting to the outfield. Parker Bell being aggressive, and there's runners on the corners with one out for Braden Elam. Caden Millville hit that one hard on the ground to the third baseman, Sam Link, who knocked the ball down, kept it from getting to the outfield, and probably saved a run from getting home. And that's going to put runners on the corners with one out for Braden Elam. So Millville takes a short lead at first base as the first pitch to Elam misses outside 1-0. Looked like Teagler was going with a pitch out to see if Millville was going to try to steal. Either way, it's 1-0. A ball and no strikes. As Teagler comes set. The 1-0. So swung on and chopped foul, but it's going to roll foul. Took a slow roll off the dirt, off the grass, excuse me. And the count evens up 1-1. So a ball and a strike to the lefty, Braden Elam. Keegan Schultz waits on deck. As Elam steps back in the box, Keeler has a sign he wants and comes set. The 1-1. This is outside 2-1. So two balls and a strike. Keeler trying to work back. He comes set, has the sign he wants, and the 2-1 pitch. That one is swung on a hit high in the air to right field. Going back on it is Bogle, and that ball is going to be gone! A 3-run homer for Braden Elam. And just like that, it's a 1-1 game. Braden Elam took that to right field, and it's a 3-run bomb. And just like that, the Indians find themselves down by 1. It's 4-3. Braden Elam touches them all, and the Indians trail by 1. It's 4-3. Now bring up Keegan Schultz with nobody on and one out. Schultz flew out to Henry Brent back in the first inning. The first pitch misses low, 1-0. One ball and no strikes. As Keeler working from the stretch, pitch is swung on a foul straight back. Count evens up 1-1. A ball and a strike. As Keeler comes set, ready with the pitch, breaking ball misses high, and it's 2-1. So two balls and a strike. As Schultz trying to keep the rally going. That one is swung on and grounded to the left side, fielded by Link. Throw on the first in time. Gets him by a step, and there's two gone. So I bring up Zane Miller. Miller struck out to start the second inning. And bats with nobody on and two out. Nobody on and two out. 4-3, the Bulldogs lead by 1 in this semifinal of the NTC tournament. The first pitch to Miller is taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. Breaking ball was up in the zone as Miller laid off. And it's 0-1. Keeler ready with the 0-1 pitch. As he swung on and missed, had him off balance with that off speed. And it's 0-2. No balls and two strikes as the pitch from Miller swung on and grounded up the middle, fielded by Thierday. Throw on the first. In time, he got him by a step to end the inning. But not before the Indians get 3 runs back off a home run from Braden Elam as we go to the bottom of the third inning. 4-3, the Bulldogs lead. We'll take a break here on WPMB.
Do you have a game plan for retirement? Having a game plan in place can help you win the retirement game. A plan will keep you on track and help reach your goals. Game Plan Investment financial advisor Brock Brannon offers financial planning and investment advice and can help you develop a game plan that's right for you. Game Plan Investment financial advisor Brock Brannon is at F&B Community Bank's Financial Center on Banker Boulevard, or you can call at 283-5238. That's 283-5238 for Game Plan Investment financial advisor Brock Brannon. Wanting to improve your internet? Well, there is one trusted name in Vandalia you call, and that's ProWire. From computer repair to increasing your Wi-Fi coverage to upgrading your home internal network, ProWire can help. Do you own a small business and want to make upgrades to your network or even just a basic security audit to make sure you're safe from harm? ProWire can help. They even offer network-accessible storage backup solutions. Give ProWire a call to set up a consultation. 618-283-3723. That's 283-3723.
ProWire, your local experts for low voltage wiring needs, computer repair, and home and business surveillance systems. Choose ProWire, your local trusted company with quality installations and service. That's ProWire, 618-283-3723. That's 283-3723. Or visit their website, ProWireVandeliaIL.com.
4-3, the St. Anthony Bulldogs lead the Altamont Indians after 2.5 innings of play in this semifinal matchup of the NTC tournament, as it'll be Aiden Lorenzen, Sam Link, and Henry Brent set to bat for the Bulldogs, as the first pitch misses high, 1-0 to Lorenzen, who singled and came around to score back in the second. Started that four-run second inning for the Bulldogs, as Millville's 0-1 pitch is hit in the air to left center field. That's going to get down for a base hit, fielded by Wolf. And Lorenzen's going to be held to a single. And for the second straight inning, the leadoff man is on for the Bulldogs to start their half of the inning. So that'll bring up Sam Link, who flew out to center field back in the second, as could be second straight inning. Millville allows the leadoff man to reach, and he'll be working from the stretch. First pitch is swung on and missed, as Link couldn't catch up to the fastball, and it's 0-1. No balls and a strike, as Millville has the sign he wants and comes set. And the 0-1 pitch is swung on and grounded over to Schultz at shortstop. He bobbles it for a second, no play, and everybody's safe. A infield single for Sam Link, and the first two men have reached, still nobody out, in the bottom of the third inning. Looked like for a moment Schultz just bobbled it, as they're going to put two on and nobody out for the Bulldogs. So an error on Keegan Schultz. And Henry Brent is on with 2-1 and nobody out. First pitch is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Brent had a RBI single back in the second inning, as Millville trying to work out of trouble once again. No balls and a strike, as Millville shakes off the first few signs. Has the one he wants and comes set. Ready with the 0-1 pitch. Just misses low. And the count evens up 1-1. One ball and one strike, as Millville has the sign he wants. He comes set. The pitch, squaring to bunt. He gets it down. Fielded by Millville. Flips with his glove hand to Elam for out number one. But two men advance, and there's two runners in scoring position with one out for Alex Meyer. So that'll bring up Alex Meyer, who walked and came around to score back in the second. And he bats with two on and one out. So two on and one out for Alex Meyer, as the infield plays in for the Indians. Millville, time is called before he can fire the pitch. As Meyer back in the box, Millville from the windup, the first pitch to him. Breaking ball in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. No balls and a strike. As Meyer back in the box, Millville working from the windup. The 0-1 pitch, squaring to bunt. He gets it down. It's right back to Millville. Millville trying to flip it to Miller. Can't make the play. Coming in to score is Lorenzen. And the Bulldogs get a run back. It's 5-3. So an infield single for Alex Meyer.
Number 5, Rogan Allen.
And that's going to put runners on the corners with one out for Rogan Allen. Allen had the 2-RBI double back in the second inning. Later came around to score as a part of that four-run second. and the Bulldogs push the lead back to two. It's 5-3. So corner infields are playing in as the first pitch misses outside. It's 1-0. A ball and no strikes. As Millville working from the stretch. Millville has a signing once he comes set. The 1-1. This is high, 2-0. So two balls and no strikes to Rogan Allen. Two bats with runners on the corners and one out. Millville comes set. The 2-0 is swung on and hit high in the air. Settling under it is Keegan Schultz. He makes the catch for out number two. So a big out number two from Keegan Schultz. That's going to bring up the right fielder, Vincent Vogel, with 2-1 and 2 out. Vogel lined out to Millville back in the second inning. As the first pitch to him misses upstairs, it's 1-0. So a ball and no strikes. As Millville one pitch away from getting out of this inning. He comes set. And the 1-0. Check swing, he went around. And the count evens up 1-1. One ball and one strike. As Millville has the sign he wants, he comes set. The 1-1. Catches the outside corner, and it's 1-2. A ball and two strikes. Millville has the sign he wants. He comes set. The 1-2 pitch gets away. Coming in to score is Sam Link. Advancing to second is Alex Meyer. And it's a 6-3 Bulldogs lead. So Sam Link comes around to score off a wild pitch. And it's back to a 3-run lead. It's 6-3. Two balls and two strikes. As Millville comes set, the pitch to Vogel. Breaking ball misses upstairs. And the count runs full 3-2. Three balls and two strikes. As Millville comes set. And the full count offering. It swung on and hit high in the air. And that's going to get over the head of Parker Bell, but a sliding catch made by Keegan Schultz ends the inning, but not before two runs come across the board for the Bulldogs as we go to the top of the fourth inning, 6-3 our score. We'll take a break here on WPMB.